Hello?
Yeah?
My name is Chris. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you registered to vote in the state of Florida?
I am.
Okay. What is your current official voter registration on file with your county office elections? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
I'm registered as a Republican.
Thank you. How is Bill 49 currently being considered by Florida legislature proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17 years old workers past 11 p.m. on school night and more than 30 hours in school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
I oppose this bill.
Thank you. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
I have to consider that issue some more. I'm not sure about that one.
Okay. You can also choose somewhat support or somewhat oppose.
Somewhat support.
Okay, thank you. Some police officers previously claimed there were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
Again, I have to consider it. I guess somewhat support.
Thank you. Do you feel your state and local tax border is much too high, a little high, about right or low?
About right.
Thank you. In terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida spends tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner or spends tax revenue in a relatively wasteful manner?
We're talking about presently?
Yes, in terms of providing public services right now, do you feel state and local government in Florida?
I would say relatively efficient presently.
Thank you. A shortage of veterinarians have made it harder for pet owners to get an appointment or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment? Support or oppose?
I didn't realize that there was any legislation that limited telehealth for animals. So I have to do more research to it. I suppose somewhat opposed.
Okay. The cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals?
I suppose somewhat support.
In this one, you can also choose, you can only choose support or oppose.
Okay. I don't know why this changed, but I suppose I would support.
Thank you. Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine? Support or oppose?
Again, I did not realize there was legislation against it. So until I do the research, I suppose I oppose it.
Okay. Veterinary PAs are like physician assistants trained to support veterinarians. We do support a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian. Support or oppose?
I suppose I would oppose it.
Thank you. Do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspapers on a regular basis?
I would say should.
Thank you. How likely do you think you would be to seek out of public notices if they were posted on government websites and not able in printed on online newspapers? Would you be very likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Very unlikely. Unless it was relevant to me and I already knew about it, I would be very unlikely to check government websites for these updates.
Okay, thank you. A recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Do you feel Floridans should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they're out of town?
Should or should not? That's the options?
Yes.
Should not.
Okay. Do you feel Floridans should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
Should.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
Should.
Thank you. Do you know how to swim?
I do.
Okay. And do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
In Florida, I think they should.
Okay.
I am very much in favor of teaching children to swim.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track or on the wrong track?
Generally, I would say they're on the right track.
Thank you. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you. Next, I will read two statements about Florida school curriculum. After each, please tell me which one comes closer to your opinion. Public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning, or public schools should just stick to traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math?
The first one.
Thank you. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you?
I have, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And has anyone in your extended family or friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area? Do you think there are or
I think not? it's a complicated issue. Mm-hmm. I think the issue is affordable housing is not, housing affordability is not keeping up with wages. So yes, roundabout, the affordable housing is requiring people to need higher wages, which is something that businesses are not willing to do. So in a roundabout way, I would agree.
Okay. And do you believe that the local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing?
I believe we do have that responsibility. Otherwise, our economy is going to crash.
Okay.
More so.
Do you believe Florida's local government should or should not make a more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing? Should or should not?
Should.
Thank you. If an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed to creating more financially affordable housing options for working families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? Would you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote decision?
I would say more likely.
Okay, thank you. Finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It would require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose income are at or below 130% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements with no greater burden placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It will also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were to vote today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
I would vote yes to support and approve the amendments.
Thank you. And what is your age? Is it between 18 to 34, 35, 49, 15, 64, or over 65?
I am between 34 and 49.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your race, white or Caucasian, black, African American, Hispanic, or Latino, or Asian?
White or Caucasian.
Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No.
Okay. And do you currently have a child enrolled in Florida public schools?
I do.
Okay. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
I consider myself male.
Thank you. That concludes our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.